Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Allison Ray, who's Director of Marketing with the FEI Group, formerly known as Floor Expo. Allison, how you doing?
I'm doing great this morning. Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well. I wanted to get you on the show because a couple weeks ago when I went down to Austin, Texas to the FEI Group convention, you were a speaker, and you said a couple things, and I almost wanted to stand up in the back of the room and go, yes, I agree. And what you were talking about, first, I tell you what, let's establish you as a credible spokesperson on this. You are a trained marketer from the University of Georgia, and you actually spent some time with Yahoo before you came over to Floor Expo, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And you were talking, the subject you were talking about was social media. And, you know, I think there's been a lot of misunderstandings out there about where that works and where that doesn't work. Why don't you go ahead and tell us what your thoughts are on that?
Okay. Well, what I did when I spoke to the group is, I took into consideration, obviously, the type of industry we're in. I feel like from a marketing standpoint, we've done a great job staying on the cutting edge of technology in order to keep the contractors who belong to our organization on the cutting edge. So, you know, that said, I felt like we'd be remiss not to mention social media because it is and has been for the last year or two a very hot topic. You know, what I did in addressing the group is I said, who knows what social media is? I asked the question of the group, and most everybody was familiar with it. And I honed in on two specific platforms, Facebook and Twitter. You know, I started having conversations in the room about those two platforms and what certain folks thought they meant and how they thought they might use them in business. And then I went ahead and said, you know, are these B2C tools? Absolutely. You know, I absolutely think they are. Are they B2B tools? You know, I think it's a stretch. So I certainly wanted to make sure that I addressed the folks that are absolutely determined to be involved with these two programs, Facebook and Twitter, for example. And I said, I beg you to ask yourself three questions. Have you researched these environments to determine whether or not your customers are there? You know, in other words, do you know where your target audience is spending their time? Because if you don't, that's the first problem, right? So secondly, if they are there, can you build the right tool to reach those customers? And what I wanted, you know, these folks to know is that social media is about creating conversations, not just making announcements about your company. It's interacting with your customers and prospects. What kind of message are you putting out there? And lastly, can your team monitor these sites? You know, these platforms are very, very high maintenance. They require daily, sometimes hourly updates in order to be relevant. And is that a commitment, you know, your team can make?
Right. Well, listen,
I think those are very important questions.
And let me just reiterate what you said. I mean, social media, which is Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, it works in a B2C environment, but even then it's time consuming.
Sure.
And it is an inexpensive way to reach out, and I think some of the spiders and some of these major search engines actually go there, so it improves your search engine optimization. But again, one of the things you said, and I want to reiterate, is in a B2B, a business-to-business environment, which is where you play in your organization and basically where I play, because, you know, I'm a trade publication. And I'm also the leading news site in the industry. And we've had advisors come to us who are experts in this internet field, you know, which you know from your background with Yahoo, say that we need to have a Facebook presence. And I say, no, I don't. I'm B2B. So you are basically validating some thoughts that I've had for some time. And I think it's important. So in other words, to our listeners that are out there, if you're talking to a consumer audience, you may want to go down that route, but you've got to understand that it's going to be time-consuming, and the audience that you hit is going to be hit and miss because there's no true demographics on who's actually out there and who's actually listening.
Right.
But it is not a viable promotional option for a B2B. So if you're a commercial contractor and you're working with other business professionals, then social media is probably not the way to go. As you said, the word social is not business. Right.
Well, and I did. That's exactly. I said, you know, they call it social for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, I would not get on Facebook to look for flooring.
Right.
I would get on the internet, sure,
Yeah. So it's leisure time. It's not to conduct business. I guess LinkedIn is the more professional alternative for some kind of a network like that. But
that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. Well, while we're talking about this, there you also seem to be an expert around search engine optimization, and you had a recommendation for people that are out there and are trying to improve their organic recall for, say, Google. You had mentioned, I guess, some kind of a Google Local Business Center. Tell us a little bit about that.
Several user-friendly web-based programs out there that are free. The reason I used Google so often is because Google is the largest search engine out there. But Google's Local Business Center is the recommendation I made. And what it is it's just a very simple tool where a company can sign up for an account, a Google account, it's free, and register their website, their sitemap, essentially. So customers are already searching Google for products and services, you know, these flooring contractors offer or these cabinet contractors offer. So by creating a business listing, you know, that only helps them find you. Mm-hmm. And that's just one step. I mean, there's several different things to do. That's a good start. So theoretically, when you register your site, you show up in Google's local business results listing.
What you're saying is if you're out there and you're, say, a flooring store in Atlanta, then you should go to this Google Local Business Center and register your site for the categories that it should pop up for. Is that right?
Absolutely. And Google has all sorts of tools. There's an AdWords tool, and that helps you hone in on words that you know your customers will search for. There's another site called Google Analytics, and that program gives you insights into your website traffic, the length of time your visitors stay. That would allow you to test certain layouts and headlines that convert the most visitors into customers. And actually, Google Analytics will also help you choose keywords. You know, I think a lot of it's very daunting. It's a monster of a subject. I thought that if I could give a couple of small examples of small steps to take, then, folks would be less intimidated, really start working on improving their search ranking.
Yeah, well, I mean, the big broad topic we're talking about is internet promotion. It's a moving target. So somebody like you who really studies and understands what's going on with search engine optimization and the internet and how the spiders and links work, and mm-hmm. that's where you serve an excellent role as the head of marketing for a group of professionals in this business to give them advice about where they should be spending their time and what they should be avoiding versus some of the fads that are out there.
Sure. And ultimately, you know, my goal is to protect their best interests.
Right.
mean, there, you know, like I said in Austin, there are a lot of scams out there. And it's important to know that search engine optimization is not a guarantee unless you pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even then, you know, that's a whole other topic.
Right. Pay-per-click.
We can talk about pay-per-click advertising, you know, a whole other time. But, you know, there's a formula that Google uses. It's an algorithm that no one actually knows because Google doesn't publish it. So, you know, we do the best with what we can given the information that they do provide. So for folks that sign up to work with a particular company, that they promise that they're going to come up number one organically, they can't promise that.
Right.
Because there is no guarantee.
You think Bing is going to give Google a run for its money?
You know, that's a funny question. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I really don't. I haven't done a tremendous amount of research on Bing.
Mm-hmm.
The folks I have talked to that are using it, I think they see potential.
Yeah.
But surely there's some kinks to be worked out there.
Right.
I mean, just like any new technology, right?
Yeah. I mean, Google stepped out there and got a tremendous lead, and it's going to be hard to knock them off that position.
I think so, too.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're about to run out of time. I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Allison Ray, who's Director of Marketing with the FEI Group, formerly known Floor Expo. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.